Hi guys, welcome back to Gossip. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Erin.
And today we're just gonna be talking about some little pop culture news stuff.
Yeah, we have some updates for you, kind of across the board. Not necessarily updates, but also just things we've noticed too. So we're excited to chat about them.
Yeah, and just things that we're interested in that come across our feed that we need to chat about.
Exactly. And just as a reminder, for anyone who's new here, if there are any new listeners, I'm Erin. I'm the younger sister.
I'm older than Erin. I'm also her sister.
And that is Caroline.
Oh yeah, that's my name. I introduced myself already.
I know, but anyways, we record this podcast, like we have already said, just whatever we feel like talking about. And in order to get a little bit of info on when we're releasing episodes, we do post stories on our Instagram, which is gossip at gossip pod. And then our TikTok is not alive yet, but it's there. There's an account there and it's called The Gossip Pod, which we're going to be getting content on soon. So follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We
Yes.
promise that we only have one post on Instagram, but we post on the stories to like update episodes. So definitely give that a follow. And you can comment on that one post we have, if you'd like, and you can give us suggestions for what you want to hear or DM us, whatever.
For sure. We're both kind of lame with social media, so it's a work in progress. Just bear with us.
Yeah, we're working on it. So, anyways, so to get into what we want to talk about today, I think Caroline wanted to go first.
Oh, Erin watched like half of the season of The Bachelor and like never finished it out. And I was an avid Bachelor watcher this year. And I was just gonna fill Erin in on the ending. So I don't know if anyone listening has watched. I know a couple people have, but this season it was Grant Ellis. He was The Bachelor. And spoiler alert, I don't know how you could possibly not know this yet if you
Yeah,
have
I
social
didn't even
media.
finish it the season and I already know who won. So spoiler alert, if you're still watching, stop listening right now. We're going to reveal the winner.
Yeah, but even if, I mean, they've probably seen it all over social media, but anyway, Juliana, she is from Boston. Shout out, whoop whoop. She won the season and her and Grant are engaged. And I just found the finale super interesting because, first of all, the whole time, I don't know, I had a gut feeling like it was going to be between Latia and Juliana, and they're both like seem like awesome women, great girls. I just, in my personal opinion, felt like Juliana kind of matched Grant's energy a little bit better, and like that they could have, time to travel, a long engagement. It seemed like Latia really wanted to like settle down immediately and like have kids.
Wasn't she Mormon also?
She is, yeah, which I
Not that that's
think
a
in the
bad thing. It
sh
just makes sense. Like traditionally, I feel like a
no.
lot of those things happen earlier, and maybe Grant obviously might have been looking for some time, like a longer engagement, kids a little later.
Right. And what was interesting to me too was that like her being Mormon, like her and her family said that they would never, have Grant convert to be Mormon or anything like that. But I do think that Juliana was a little more his speed, and I think that they had similar values. But it was
Yeah.
really interesting because I don't know if you saw this part, Aaron, but after the first one-on-one with Latia, he said, like, I'm gonna stop. I wanna stop the whole show right now. Like, you're it for me. Like, I know you're gonna be my wife. And so the whole time he was like talking, like, and excuse my congestion, I am a
Oh
little
yeah,
bit sick.
we forgot to say that if Caroline sounds disgusting, it's because she's sick.
Sorry. but anyway,
Coughs.
yeah, just for emphasis,
Yeah.
I'm sick.
The drama. Anyways, sorry.
I was so dramatic at
Wait,
work
that's a
today.
wild thing to say on episode or what their first one-on-one, and then to not
Yeah.
actually follow through at the end is so crazy. Like, obviously, how is he supposed to know things change? But like, don't fucking say that. Like, you
Well,
idiot.
so it gets kind of worse because for him,
Uh-oh.
like, it kind of came down to the wire. Like, it was a really dramatic ending, and it was literally up until the last 5 minutes of the show. He like
Oh
made
my
his
God.
decision.
I don't know if I'd want to be chosen that way.
And well, it was interesting because, he was going on and on about how Latia is the one for him during, I guess, like, I don't know if it was during the last episode for the finale, but he gave her a journal to like document their journey together and like all this stuff. And but he also apparently gave Juliana the same journal, so Latia might have like, I don't know if she like read into that thinking like, oh, this is it, like I'm the one. But the way he was talking really made her.
Yeah, it sounds like I don't blame her for thinking she had it in the bag. Was
No,
she
she
like
really,
shocked?
yeah. Oh, yeah, she was shocked. She
She
was,
pissed?
yeah, it was like
I mean,
pissed in
understandably.
like lowercase. She stayed really like classy, but
Good.
like
Good for her.
this one line she said keeps repeating in my head. He was like, oh, this really hurts me to say. She goes, come on now.
Come on. Okay, it keeps repeating in your head or every single person on earth. Come on, man.
Come on now. I was like, oh my God, her true colors came out for a second. I was like, holy
Wait,
shit.
and I've only seen that clip. Was that clip like when he was telling her like he wasn't choosing her?
Yeah, it was like
Yeah, wait, she was so chill. Like for not being chosen, did she even cry? She held it together.
she held it together. I think she cried a little when she got in the car, but she was more,
Okay.
I think, just like confused
Shocked
because like
probably too.
the day before, like the engagement, she was like, I can't wait to be engaged tomorrow. And Grant said, me too. It's gonna be a great day. And then the day came and he chose Juliana. So like rightfully so, she was super blindsided.
As
But
much
like
as Grant seemed like a good guy, wasn't there other drama where he like literally said something and then like there was drama because this girl said it that he said that to another girl and then whatever, there was drama, someone came to him and he's like, I never said that. And there's like literal footage of him actually saying that.
yeah,
Does that
I
make
was
any
gonna.
sense?
No,
Like, I don't
yeah.
know. It sounds like he goes back on, I don't know. And also that's live TV and like a relationship. It's not perfect, but like
It is.
seemed like he was a little bit unsure.
Well, it just was funny to me because, like, I kind of thought, like, I was half expecting that he was gonna be like, oh, Latia, like, I never said that. Maybe you misinterpreted it. But during the live finale, he was like listening to what she had to say and was like, I take full accountability. Like, I'm so sorry. So I'm like, so you're not denying that it happened. Like,
Yeah, he
clearly
clearly effed
she's.
up. But I wonder, like, I feel
But
like if he
him
were to be
and
saying
Juliana
that,
are very happy together right now. So.
which, so good, great for them, happy for them. But, like, I'm just wondering, like, he must have really felt that way about Latia, obviously. Like, I wonder, like, if there was something that we didn't see that maybe, like,
Swayed him one way or the other.
because if he was saying all those things to her, like, I don't know, maybe she'd. I just
Right.
feel like she wouldn't be so like positive on a literal dating show where there are so many other women unless he gave her a reason to feel that way. Like I think all the women are
Yeah.
insecure until the last day they're there.
Right. Like she was very confident.
Yeah,
She was
which like
very
says something about
confident.
what he must have said to her to make her feel that way. Unless she
Oh.
totally read the situation wrong, but
No, there's no way she did.
you can't read it that wrong.
I think he's just like a lover at heart and
Yeah,
like
I love Grant. I was so excited for his season.
it was too. But anywho, I just thought the ending was super interesting. I knew you didn't see it, so I wanted to fill you in on it.
No, I'm glad you did because I obviously love Grant. I just like could not keep up this time around for some reason. There's something about it, like I don't know if part of it just wasn't as captivating as I'd hoped, and maybe that's mean to say, but like it's I don't know.
I felt like the connections, like with Joey's
Joey's
season,
season set the standard so high.
it did. Like his season was really great, and there was a lot of really different connections, like right off the bat. And I felt like the season took it was a little longer to warm up because there were some psychotic ladies in there.
Carolina. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, true. She was terrible. But yeah, anyway, enough of
Very
that.
interesting. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I did definitely want to cover some Bachelor and go Grant and Juliana. So happy for them.
You know they're moving to Boston?
Oh my God. Grant in
Mm-hmm.
Boston and
Yep.
Juliana. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, though, next topic that I wanted to cover was a little bit about Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco's new album that they released.
I love
I
them.
said I love you first. I love them. But I feel like a lot of her lyrics have sparked like kind of some discussion because I feel like a lot of fans are thinking there's hidden content, like kind of hinting at like all of her like past relationships or like past like tea or anything like that. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of go over a couple lyrics from some of the different songs and
Yeah, let's
kind of
do
tell
it.
you what the like alleged references in the song. Like some of them are so dumb, but also like I don't know, I just thought it was interesting. So basically, first song we're looking at is You Said You Were Sorry. And the lyric is I dreamt you apologized, but you never did in real life. So the alleged reference that fans are connecting is that they're speculating that it's addressing her past with Justin Bieber, particularly the song, Justin Bieber's song, Sorry, kind of saying, like, I dreamt you apologized, but you never did it in real life. Like, I don't know, like that it was part of the song. And I feel like that's a silly one because you can twist any song for it to be about someone's ex, but.
I don't think it's that silly. However, did you see the interview she did talking about that specific song?
Wait, no.
She said it was literally like she actually had a dream that someone from her past apologized to her. And when she woke up, she felt like she told Benny about it and felt kind of better about it because she's like, oh, like I'm never actually gonna get that apology. And
But she
like I'm
had.
just gonna have to be okay with that. But I dreamt that I did.
Wow.
So.
Well, I guess there's speculation too that it was about Justin Bieber and
Oh,
that,
yeah,
like,
I'm
kind of
sure.
her longing for an apology that she never really received in person.
Right.
Very interesting. I missed that. And okay, next song is the song How Does It Feel to Be Forgotten? The lyric is this one sparked major tea. You're so embarrassing, go cry when no one's watching. Did you hear about this one?
Yeah.
So people think that this is in reference. Okay, so there's one narrative where the alleged reference is like to Justin Bieber, like just like noting his like particularly emotional moments and like whatever, and like her early relationship with him. But the bigger narrative is that people are saying that it's a dig at Hailey Bieber. But I'm honestly
Yeah.
not sure about this. They just want to pin these two women against each other, and it's honestly just sad. Like these
It's
two, they're
so.
literally married. Like, wait, did Benny Blanco and Selena officially get married, or are they just engaged?
No, they're
Why am
just
I blanking?
engaged.
Okay.
But like
They.
everybody is so obsessed with the timeline, and like I think what people are forgetting is that that was like nearly 7 years ago.
People can't let go of it. It's actually wild. I'm like, oh my God, these are just two people. Like, let them be happy. Like, oh my God.
And like anyone who writes songs ever, they pull feelings that they've had in the past,
From
the present, or the future from
anything.
any point in their life, and that's what they do, and that's what they make music. Selena did also come out, I think, in this another interview saying like a lot of these songs, people are gonna go to one thing because they always do, but she's like, it's not about that. And you know, her alluding like they're gonna go to one thing, meaning like they're gonna be like, oh, all these songs are about
Like Justin
Justin or
Bieber and
Haley.
Hailey. Well, yeah. So, and that's like the natural place that like everyone wants to go. But it was particularly wild though with that the song, How Does It Feel to Be Forgotten, with that lyric, You're So Embarrassing, Go Cry When No One's Watching. Because part of what happened, just of all the tea that I saw, was Tate McRae, who has been working with Hailey on like her Rhode skincare brand. They've been doing like campaigns, you know,
Shout
she's
out Rhode.
also,
Also, I just got
oh.
a package in the mail, and Tate McRae, there was a picture of her in the box.
Yeah, so that's what I'm referring to, that collaboration. Also, Tate McRae's dating Kid Laroi, who I think like works closely with Justin Bieber, right?
Yeah, they're all good friends.
Yeah, they're all and whatever. So Tate McRae posted some pictures and it had a quote set that said, like, caring is cool, trying is cool, nothing is embarrassing, live your life. And overnight people like blew this up,
Yeah,
saying
they
that like
did.
it was in response to Selena's lyric in defense of Hailey, blah blah blah. But basically, I guess what happened was like Tate McRae woke up the next morning, and was like, "What the fuck am I looking at?" She was like, she posted a picture or something like, and that's and she was like, "People, it was just an inspirational quote." Like she was basically like, "I love everyone." Like it was just like this whole thing that was just twisted just because she had a quote. She's like, I'm literally, I'm not a part of this. Like, that had nothing to do with anything.
I
But.
wonder if there's been any other relationship that people have been this obsessed over for this many
Dude,
years.
I'm
It's
sure there is.
so great. Like, obviously, when Justin and Selena were together, like, that was like, my childhood. And I was like, holy crap, like, this is so cool. And it was a long relationship, but like, no part of me when he married Haley and whatnot was like, ooh, like, they're gonna get back together. Like everybody
I
still to
know.
this day thinks they're gonna get back together, and that has had to have made them like so bitter. Like that is so just like
I know.
weird.
Well, it also like it must
Like
be
what is the
so hard.
obsession?
Well, it must be so hard for like Imagine how hard it was when like Haley or sorry, when Justin and Selena were trying to like get over each other and move on, and like imagine like
No
them
one
trying to
lets
start
them.
new relationships. Like imagine what a toll that must be taking on Justin and Selena separately, but imagine like their relationships, like because their significant
Yeah.
others like are going to see those things and be like, oh, well, is there any truth? Like, I don't know. It would make anyone feel a little insecure, I think,
I
to
think
like
so
see
too.
their, I don't know. But people actually just need to leave that narrative in the dust. Like, let Haley and Justin be happy and let Selena and Benny Blanco be happy. Like, oh my God.
Well, the other thing too is like I saw something that Haley is, and I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but that Haley is potentially suing like TikTok and Instagram users for this false narrative that they have made up about her. Like they made up this really crazy timeline about how she like stalked Justin Bieber and basically like broke him and Selena up several times. And like this was her whole
Oh,
like saying like, oh, like
yeah.
girl had a 10-year plan.
No,
Like,
because people are saying it was like an arranged marriage or something. I'm like, no, it
yeah,
wasn't. Like, what the
it's
heck?
so it's the, I mean, they have history, but people are like, oh, it's because Haley made it that way. And it's like, well, you know, Justin's also a human being and like can choose like who he wants to
I
be with. It's
know. Like, what are
like
you talking
it's not
about?
just one person behind all of it. But yeah, I keep seeing that stuff and I'm like, part of me obviously gets like down the rabbit hole, but then the other part of me is like, Jesus Christ, like can we get over this, please?
Yeah, no, literally. So, and I mean, with Selena releasing all of these lyrics, like obviously, like maybe there was some scheme of like, oh, this will kind of get some people listening, which is honestly like genius in a marketing respect because, like, yes, definitely say some controversial stuff. It doesn't mean it has to literally be about whatever situation everyone thinks it's about, but yeah.
Oh,
And
it's gonna stir some shit up for sure. But like,
yeah.
whatever. That's what sells.
Yeah, exactly. And there are so many other lyrics worth mentioning, but I'll end this with one good one. But it's Sunset Boulevard, and the lyric is "We walk down Sunset Boulevard where our story began." And this whole thing apparently is inspired by Selena and Benny Blanco's first date on Sunset Boulevard. So, like
That's
talking about the
so
relationship. So
cute.
this one's just cute and wholesome. But the other thing to mention, though, about Benny Blanco and Selena, like, I don't know. Like, there's all this speculation, of course, but everyone is coming at Benny Blanco like, wow, how did you like get Selena Gomez and like calling him ugly? I'm like, oh my God, like, leave them alone. I'm like, who
No, I love
cares?
them.
No, I love them too, but it's like literally so mean. I'm like, clearly they're super happy. And also, when has any successful relationship been based off just people's looks? Like, they're literally, how old are they? They're in their 30s. Like, they're engaged. Like, yes, they're celebrities, but they're like, they're just people. Like, and I just feel bad for him, but he seems like a good sport, but like people are so
Let
mean.
them live.
Yeah, literally.
Like,
And
ugh.
yeah, I hope
Although
that
she
they.
did do his eyebrows. Did you see his little eyebrow makeover? They like got rid of his unibrow.
Yes,
And
actually, I did see that. That was funny. But anyways, I hope that they get the like Selena and Benny Blanco get the attention they deserve in a positive way from this album they released. Like he's clearly super talented. Like Selena's talented as well. So just good for them.
absolutely.
Like it must
Yeah.
have been so fun for them to make an album together, honestly.
Well, and like making an album like that, I mean, I'm sure, like, I think I was watching some of their promo and like they did a Hot Ones episode, which was like kind of cute.
Yes.
And she basically said making the album was like pretty therapeutic for them because she was like would say things to him through the songs that like maybe she wouldn't have normally said
Yeah, and it
like on a
probably was
day-to-day
helpful
basis.
for just like
So
growing in
cute.
their relationship too, like
Yeah.
letting go of old stuff and like just, yeah, like saying stuff you wouldn't normally say. So
Yeah, no, I love them.
it's very, very precious. But anyways, that's kind of all I mean, there's plenty more lyrics, but like, you know, those were the big ones that I
Oh.
liked.
On a different note, well, it's, you know, more gossip, more tea.
Love it. That's what we're here
But
for.
I know. I know. But I was reading like yesterday that people thought that Sydney Sweeney and her fiance called it quits or
Yeah,
something.
I've been seeing so much stuff about that.
And then I saw something today that said that like she was seen like with Glenn
At Glenn
Powell
Powell's
at
sister's
he
wedding, right?
yes, like he took her to her wedding. And I was like, oh, like maybe they're just like, I mean, this could go one of two ways, right? But it could go the route of like they have an awesome friendship from the movie they made together because they did all this promo. Everyone thought they were dating. That was the whole point. They were like, bring back rom-coms. And then, or it could go the other way where
Like
maybe
maybe there's
they're
some truth to the rumors.
And I also, like, honestly, right before we turned on this to like record the podcast, I saw that it is true and that her and her fiance did split up. And that it was because she just wasn't ready to settle down, and like her career is like really taking off, and she's in all these movies and she wants to focus on her career.
That makes, but are they split or are they just postponing?
No, they're done.
Oh, she like she broke up with the fiance?
Oh yeah, they're done.
Oh, holy shit. How is that? Who confirmed that? Her?
I saw it on Instagram. It was like a rep from Sydney Sweeney that had said like,
Wait,
here, I'll
that's wild because, oh my God. Wait, because
it
I thought it was going to be
says
all BS or something, but
no,
dang.
it says she's exactly where she wants to be. Most people would feel overwhelmed by her working schedule this year, but not Sid. What did make her overwhelmed, though, was her relationship and her wedding. She didn't feel right about it. She's not ready to settle down. They only lasted this long because it was hard for her to break it off. They didn't split because there's no love. They split because she just wants to focus on her career right now.
Honestly, that must have been such a difficult decision because, like,
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure she loves
how
him
long were they
and
together for? Do we know?
I don't know.
A while, though, like, for her whole career since she's, like, blown up, at
So
least.
far, yeah, but I found it interesting because like everyone's gonna be like, oh, she's with Glenn Powell, which like, okay, fine, maybe they are, like whatever. But the other thing that I found interesting was Sydney Sweeney's 27 and her fiance was in his 40s. So it just kind of seemed like maybe they were on two different paths of
Yeah.
life. Like he was ready to settle down, he has his career, whereas like she's 27, her career is just taking off. Like she doesn't need to be like getting married and getting engaged. She probably wants to focus on herself and like growing.
Yeah, because I remember they were like they kept delaying the wedding, and I thought it was just like because they're busy this that, but like maybe it was a mix of that and also like it not really working out, which obviously that's really sad. So I hope that.
It's sad, but I found it so funny that she went to Glenn Powell's sister's wedding. I was watching, big fan of Chicks in the Office. They were talking about this, and I think it was Rhea said, I'm gonna say something inappropriate. And Fran was like, okay. She was like, they should just do it. They
Yeah.
should just do it.
They should
I
just do
was like,
it.
oh my God.
That's
It was just
hilarious. Yeah,
funny. Have you seen the movie Anyone But You?
No.
Erin, it's hilarious. It's
Yeah.
so corny.
Yeah, I didn't, I never got around to watching it. I feel like there was so much hype around it. I was gonna watch it, and then I
I
just
think
like
it's on
never did.
Netflix. I
Yeah,
think
I
it's on
could watch it
Netflix.
now, but now I'm like, it was it now it's just been so overhyped.
I know, but like it was just a funny, cheesy rom-com that like I feel like they don't make them like that anymore.
You
So
can't make me watch
it
it.
was okay.
I'm just kidding though.
Fine.
Maybe I will watch it one day.
Yeah.
But
Well,
anyways.
Aaron and I are we have our cousin's wedding that we're attending next weekend, and then we're going to be in South Carolina all week. So we'll be recording an episode from the beach next week, which will be very exciting.
Hopefully with some are your two favorite guest stars who were there in last week's episode. So
We'll
yeah, we'll see
see.
how that goes. We'll have some interesting topics for you. Caroline, was there anything else you wanted to cover? I feel like a lot has happened this week, so we covered a lot of stuff.
Oh, well, the other thing I wanted to cover was earlier, like when we were talking about like Justin and Haley, I saw something on Instagram where they were like, Haley Bieber unfollowed Justin, and so did like Kendall and Kylie. And when I looked, none of them were following Justin Bieber, but I've looked again right before this podcast and they're all following him again. So I'm like, maybe it was just like a hack or a glitch. Like I feel like people are so badly trying to make it look like they're getting divorced, and like I don't know.
I know. I know. Caroline mentioned this to me earlier, and I was like, that's either like legit for whatever legitimate reason, or it's like the most inexpensive, like smart, genius publicity stunt ever. Because like everyone talks about that shit, and it's just a click of a button. And like Justin Bieber's releasing new music soon, we know. So like, who knows? Maybe it
Hopefully.
was to kind of. He's been doing a lot of like stuff to get people talking, I feel like posting a lot more on his social media, which he seems a little bit off his rocker, but also like slay, whatever you want to do, Justin.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't tell if it's like he's off his rocker, if
Or if he's
something's
just like
wrong,
a
or if
weirdo,
he's
but in
just
a good
being
way, you
like
know, whatever.
artsy fartsy and living his life. Like, that's
More
fine.
power to him, whatever. But curious to see how it all plays out because, like, with the unfo oh, wasn't there something that happened too where it showed that, like, Justin unfollowed Haley, but like someone, ha this was months ago, I think, but
Yeah,
someone
he
had
was
hacked into
like,
his account.
yeah, he's like, I did not unfollow my wife, guys.
Yeah, he's like,
Thanks.
obviously, I did not. But they also, like, and God, we're not in their relationship, so who knows? But like, I feel like they just had a kid. Like, seems like they're both kind of killing it, like with their careers right now. Like, Haley's always doing well with Road. Like, Justin Bieber is working on new music. Like, I don't know. Like, this whole
I
narrative
hope
about them getting
so.
divorced has been like in like circulating in the media literally since they got married. So I can't tell if it's like legit, but I feel like it's
Yeah.
not.
No, I don't think it is. I think people are just questioning it more because, like you said, they have, or he
It's more in the
is
limelight recently.
recently with his social media and he's posting a lot
Whoa.
more. And I think that people are really reading into the things that he's posting, and like people will grab at anything to tear Haley down. I don't know what it is about her that they just want to see her fail, and it makes me kind of sad for her.
Me too. Like, she doesn't even say any, like, it's not like she's on Instagram, like,
She just wants to be left
running
alone.
her mouth, or I mean, not that, you know, she can say whatever she wants, but like she's just like promoting her brand, like posting cool pictures. She's not a controversial like person to the extent that
No.
I know. Like, she's literally just existing and people like want to tear her down. It's wild. But that's kind of what they do to women in the media, low key.
Oh, they
Like,
do it all the time. I mean, they want to fight, they want gossip, they don't want anybody to be happy. And then when people aren't happy, they're like, well, what happened? They're being so dramatic.
they're
And
like,
it's
oh,
like,
maybe it was because the
well,
headlines that were like,
the headlines that are,
my wife unfollowed me and we're getting divorced. Like, maybe it was your fake
yeah,
narrative that you're spreading.
it's just so, it's, I don't get it. I'm like, let people live. Just
Yeah.
leave them alone.
I know. Literally. It's wild. Like, I don't know. Like, obviously, I think it's just, people just want to talk about it. I mean, look at us. We're talking about it. We're intrigued. Like, I don't know. Like, it's interesting to talk about, but no one's like hating on anyone. Like, just, I don't know. But
No,
people just
like,
want to
I
post these.
mean,
I mean,
you could talk about it without hating on people, but like, people are nasty. Like, they
dude, I
will
know.
post the craziest stuff about, Selena or Benny or Justin or Haley. And I mean, I'm listing those relationships because those are the ones we've been talking about, and those seem to be the ones in the limelight right now.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's so wild. It's
Well, it's
like,
wild. That was my point earlier in saying like people are just calling Benny Blanco like straight up ugly. I'm like, that's not even like the wildest insult, but like that's just so mean. Like so mean. Like, why are like or calling like at someone like fat. Like, I'm like, really? We're sinking to that level of just like coming for someone's physical appearance. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Get
Well,
creative.
also, the man is so successful. Do you know how he wrote pretty much every banger of the early 2010s that we grew up
Oh,
listening to?
yeah.
So, like, you can say what you want about Benny Blanco, but he is very talented.
No, he's so talented. Like, shine bright like a diamond.
He wrote, I think, TikTok by Kesha, too, and like,
Was it TikTok?
I think so.
Oh my God. You know, he had some big ones. I think, what's that one? My heart's a stereo between.
Oh, yeah,
Radio?
by
Wait.
Maroon 5.
Yeah, Stereo
Stereo
Heart?
Heart?
Yeah. I think
Yeah.
I think like there was some crazy stuff about him releasing songs to Maroon 5. Like, they just really liked his stuff, it seems like.
Yeah.
But anyways, though, like, just let everyone be happy, I think, is the moral of the story. Like, it's all right to talk about it and see what your
It's okay
thoughts
to
are on
talk
it.
about it with your close confidants, but we don't need to tear people down to get a writing
Exactly. But we're
or
talking about it with you all. You're all our close confidants now, you know. We're just
yeah.
gossiping with you about it.
Those are the only people that listen, Aaron, so
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways. But yeah, I think that's all we have for you today, Caroline, unless you had anything else to.
no, I did not, and I am looking forward to podcasting on the beach.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a great episode. It'll be coming out, gosh, Wednesday the 10th. Is that a date?
The
That
ninth.
week. Is it the 9th? Okay, yeah. So the episode that comes out on the 9th will be, yeah, us podcasting from the lovely state of South Carolina.
We'll cover a little bit of our cousin's wedding. I think it's going to be beautiful. We're so excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. I can't freaking wait. But anyways, though, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, give us a follow on Instagram. It's at Gossip Pod. TikTok is at The Gossip Pod. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we can't wait to see you at the next one and have another chat.
Well, yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.